Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
How you doing?
Jarrett Payton.
I always feel smarter when I get off the phone with you guys. Appreciate it.
Former NFL running back.
And Payton will hit Pater. Touchdown Titans.
College football national champion.
Jarrett Payton, one of my favorite teammates because he knew exactly what it was to be great. And we needed guys like him where Walter Payton was his dad. He lived under that shadow. When it was his time to step up, he did.
Sports anchor for WGN.
Yesterday I had a conversation with Mike Greenberg yesterday. We were just talking. It was just interesting to me to hear his perspective of where he thinks Caleb's going to be and just the people that he's around. He thinks by the time we get to Thanksgiving, that people will be sitting around their tables at Thanksgiving talking about that we have the quarterback for the future. Like he's here. Like we see it now. So I just want people in their mind to think about that as we, you know, get up to our court towards Turkey Day.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Where's the turkey?
The Jarrett Payton Show today. Jarrett Payton with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We love talking with Jarrett Payton. He loves talking about the Bears. You can check him out on Channel 9. You can check him out anything NFL, covering it and being around the league. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino. Have we told you that we're going to Circa? You should go too. CircaLasVegas.com. What's up, JP?
Lawrence Speaks, what's going on? Hey, listen, I know you guys are headed to the airport. I can meet you there. So
come on through.
You know what I'm saying? I'll roll with you. I know, especially for Speaks, you probably need security with all, you know, trying to fight off all the ladies at Stadium Swim. I could be that guy for you.
Thank you, Jared. That's selfless of you, man. I appreciate that. What are you playing? If we're in Vegas, what table game or machine are you playing?
I'm at the sports book, man. I'm not going anywhere. Like, you do, I don't need to go anywhere. I don't even need to be by the pool. I'll watch some games. That's all I need to do. I'm not a really big like card guy or I just like to gamble on sports.
And Jared likes to be in the scene. Like he would be a star at Stadium Swim. Like an absolute star.
I don't like when my security people are stars, you know? I mean, I'd like them to keep a low profile, take care of me.
He was just saying that to get on the plane, man. once JP gets off the plane, it's all bets off. Uh-huh.
I'm excited. I'm excited for this weekend. You guys should have a great time, and I'll be listening to you guys while you're out there and watching all your social media posts as well.
It's going to be crazy to have that many Bears fans out there. Some of the reports out there are that it might be 50-50 in the stadium.
I think that is accurate. Bears fans travel.
Yes.
And they definitely travel west. Plus, you have all of the transplanted Chicagoans who live in Las Vegas and the folks that are nearby. They're like, oh, it's a 45-minute flight from Phoenix? Bet. I'm going to go see the Bears because here's my one opportunity this year to go see them.
Yeah.
Or the ones that live in California. Like, this is – the Bears fans can turn this into a home game if they want.
Can't they, Jarrett?
Yeah, they definitely can. I mean, I was talking about that with some people the other day about how well Bears fans travel. And, man, it's a testament to the love of this organization. And you see where all the people are around the country. But, you know, Lawrence, you were talking about just being in Arizona. That's like mini Chicago to me anywhere. I got family out there. Anytime that I roll around, people out there just bear down everywhere you go. So, yeah, this is an opportunity. And just to take advantage of getting back to 500 before the bye.
How did you feel about last week? Because it seems like everyone, you know how it is, Jared, when the Bears win, things are good. Like the city just feels better overall. But seeing all of the things that Caleb Williams is capable of doing play out on the field last week was a lot of fun for me. What was it like for you?
It was cool to be able to watch my favorite team win and play good football. And I feel the pressure just because of, you know, the last name and just my relationship with the organization. And you guys know, I tell you this all the time, everywhere I go around this city, it's the conversation that I'm always having. It's talking about Bears. It's the first thing that people want to talk about. So it's sometimes it's rough. You want to be able to glow about your team and talk, say nice things about your team and enjoy, you know, and celebrate with others. And so that's what it felt like for me. And just, you know, that Monday morning, my daughter waking up and she's looking at me. She's like, oh my gosh, my teacher said that if the Bears win, she's going to wear her Peyton jersey. So I'm going to wear mine. And so just to see my daughter in her Peyton jersey, it just was like, this is what it's all about. I need more of this. And plus also waking up too and just in the morning and watching that video of Ben Johnson inside the locker room with those guys inside there, just excited for him, Caleb tossing him the ball and how excited everybody was. Those are the moments that I'm looking forward to in the future. And yeah, I had my head in the Kool-Aid that day, but because I want more of those moments. I want to feel that. I want to see that. I want that to be something common and regular for this city and this organization. So I was happy to see Caleb play well. And I know how tough it is for him on a daily basis where a lot of focus is on him. And that it was the game of saying, this is what we're hoping to see between the relationship with him and Ben Johnson as well, that he's starting to understand. He's starting to get it just a little bit more.
Jared Payton, thank you for that image of Walter Payton's granddaughter waking up and putting on her Payton jersey the day after that win. Like, that is, because we've been talking about how much better the vibe is in this city when they're good, or even just when they win, like the high fives you get, the smiles, like all the togetherness, and you just added that image to the mix. That's gorgeous.
I meant to text you, JP, on this because I was getting some stuff framed yesterday, and I walk into the place that's framing up some stuff for me, and as I was walking out, I was like, hey, someone's getting a Peyton jersey framed at this frame up store. And I was like, that's old school. Like, and the guy was like, yeah, this guy, whoever's gonna do it, was super happy. And I'm like, look at this.
Yeah. That's what happens. What were you gonna add to it, Jared?
I was just gonna add to it that it's special. It's also like walking around and people giving me free like blueberry muffins. Like I get free stuff from the Bears world. You know? I look forward to it. I look forward to the free stuff, man. I'm here for it, you know, an extra drink at my coffee spot. Oh, yeah. Happy Bears Monday. Here you go. I'm like, oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Look at that. Bears helping with goodwill and commerce, maybe take a little bit of a hit, but that's all right. Jared Payton with his. All right. So you talked about that coach moment post game that had an impact on us too. Which coach that you had was hardest on you in a way that benefited you? Because I'm trying to think about that relationship that hopefully Caleb and Ben have.
Oh, man, it's definitely Don Solinger, my running backs coach at the University of Miami. I mean, he was rough. And you guys, you know, before I got there, he had Edgerrin James, who he coached. And then it was James Jackson, who was there when I got there, and then Portis and I came in together, and then it was Willis that came in the next year, and then it was Frank that came in. So we were all there. And so it was tough fighting for a spot and fighting for time, and he just did not let you slip. And as much as you were coming from the place that, you know, wherever you were from, then you were a five-star, four-star, whatever, he just was like, no, you can always do better. And even just the little things, from the way that you study to how much you're studying. And I think that that relationship between Ben and Caleb is so crucial. And I think Caleb needs that in his life. He needs that, especially in when we're talking about playing in the NFL. I think we saw it a lot last year and through all the reports, right, where he was really kind of in some ways teaching himself, not having the right coaching around him. Ben's had to kind of reprogram him and take stuff out that so he can build him up to what he wants him to be and what Caleb wants to be too. Caleb came in talking about all the championships he wants to win. There's a way of going about that. And I think on Sunday, that's when I was starting to see is him looking calmer inside the pocket. Everybody's talking about his feet, and that's one of the first things that I look at with him is, are his feet set? Are they underneath him? Are they quiet in some ways when he drops back? And is he on point in his three-step, five-step, seven-step drop, whatever it is? And then being able to get the ball out on time. And I think that's what we're seeing. But I think it all starts from getting the call in the huddle and giving himself some time to be able to get up to that line and be able to dissect, call out the mic, figure out what he wants to do. And I think that has kind of calmed him down and slowed that clock inside of him down as well. And so that's what I love seeing from him. And yeah, there are some he's inaccurate sometimes, but every quarterback is, and I know people want him to be on point all the time. That's just not, it's not reality, just because of what he's seeing sometimes. But to see that performance and how he distributed the ball to, you know, all these different receivers on the football field on Sunday, that's a really good problem to have. And I think that's what we're starting to see. We know he can get outside and create when he needs to. It's playing within the pocket that I think Ben Johnson is really honing in on to get him better, because that's only going to make his offense better.
Jared Payton joining us. And if you got the opportunity to be on Twitch, you should be. Twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score, because the background for JP is amazing. And I love it when people are on the show and their backgrounds are just, yeah, that right there, the actual Lombardi trophy being in the background to Jared Payton is a pretty dope thing to have. So twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. JP, correct me if I'm wrong. In 2003, didn't you guys have a crazy long drive with you sealing it against Florida State? Because that drive that the Bears had, that 19-play drive that the Bears had on Sunday, we've been talking about it a lot. For someone that's been involved in stuff like that, what does it do to a defense when an offense can just say, hey, we're going to keep running the rock and we're going to wear you down?
Come on, Lawrence. Why you playing at my heartstrings right here, my brother? Yeah, it was. I was in a situation 2003 at Doak Campbell on as that monsoon game as my first start, and had a chance to score on a screenplay, and it breaks the defense's back, especially when you can run the football and control the game on the ground. And I think just watching Ben play call and find ways to maybe not get those explosive plays on the ground, but to stay with the run on that drive was impressive to me, because I've always been accustomed to seeing here in Chicago with different regimes, different coaches, where it's like, it's not working, we're going to get away from this, we're going to throw a bubble screen. Let's figure that out. Well, no, like you have to commit to it. And that's on that drive. It showed me that he was like, yo, we are going to run this thing down your throat and we're going to keep pressing and we're going to find a way to score at the end. And to me, super impressive. I told Mullion Hall Tuesday morning, I had a tear in my eye because it was exactly what I want to see from this offense. And they got to find a way to get better at running the football. And they know, they've been talking about that as well. And to me, it comes down to watching the tape. There are some, as you see, with some of these blocking, some of the fits, there are everybody's got to be on point and running the football, and they got to find a way where it's here or there, where there's a missed block here, and then next thing you know, DeAndre Swift's getting hit in the backfield, which it could have sprung for a bigger run. They're going to have to find a way to be able to watch this film together. Because normally it's like the offensive line watches film by themselves, running backs watch by themselves. If it was me, I would have everyone together to figure this thing out. Offensive line and running backs together to come up with some plan to figure out how we can be more effective. Because I believe in my heart that this offense will open up another level once they can truly control the ground game. If they can unlock that, there's a whole nother part of this offense that we haven't even been able to see yet.
Jarrett, DeAndre Swift can drive me crazy as a runner sometimes. when he's outside the tackles, it's better, yada, yada. But let's talk about him as a guy who picks up blitzers.
Yes, sir.
How good is he at that? How difficult is that to do?
It's very, very difficult, Speaks, because a lot of guys don't want to do it. They really don't. And that's the biggest thing that I look at when it comes to my dad, and I have these conversations when I see on social media when they're always talking about who's the best, who's the best. Well, they always talk about who's the best runner. And I always see all these names being thrown in here. And in my head, I'm going, they can't throw the ball. You never see them blocking in any of their videos. It is a big thing. You have to commit to understanding pass protection, and it's being in your book. And then that keeps you, that's a big part of being in on third down. Can you be an all around back and be in the game and not have to come out because you can be counted on to be able to pick up blitzes? And he's not a big dude. And so sometimes it's all more about will and understanding fits and getting in position where you need to be and understanding. And in a game, Speaks, the hardest part sometimes, even for me, learning as a kid who only played, you know, his junior and senior year in high school, never played running back, really only one game, and then getting to Miami and have to understand pass protection. It's when everybody's disguising stuff and the mic, you know, you have 60 protection, Mike and Sam, and the Mike looks like he's coming, Sam looks like he's coming, but they don't. They bluff, and that safety's coming from the other side, and it's scam protection. You got to find a way to get up and then get all the way back around to pick up blitzes. So it's always tough. And so I always tip my cap to the guys that really hone in on the little things of getting your hands inside and understanding protections. And you're almost like another offensive lineman. So it's very, very difficult. So I tip my cap to Swift for actually being a big part of that. He does drive you crazy. I understand that. but what makes him special is when he gets outside in space, you guys. I mean, when you see him on a screen pass or you see him on a swing and he can get out there and then he does a little stutter step and then gets those yards, that's where he feels comfortable. And I see why he can be a big part of this offense. They're asking for him to – not only asking for him, they're still trying to search and find ways, because you also – let's not forget about DJ Moore being in the backfield as well, Kyle Manungai being in the backfield. They haven't figured out the recipe yet. Hopefully they're still in the kitchen right now looking at recipes to try to figure out the best one to have success.
What do you think of Vegas, and do you know Pete Carroll?
I do not know Pete Carroll. Never met Pete Carroll, but only heard great things about him through guys that I know that have coached alongside of him. They have nothing but great things to say about him. When I look at this Raiders offense and defense, this is a game that the Bears can win. I don't see why you can't, especially coming off of having the success that you had against the Cowboys. There's no reason why. I think my biggest question mark is Ashton Jeanty as a rookie still hasn't had that breakout game. And one of the issues that we know with this Bears defense is stopping the run. I'm just hoping that they can find a way to do that. And this is not the game on Sunday that he has his breakout game against his Bears defense. So if they can find a way to be able to do that, Geno Smith doesn't scare me. He just likes the high volume of throws. I understand that, but it's really stopping the run and making them one dimensional. If they can do that, I think offensively they'll be fine to be able to score points.
So Jarrett, would you mind? I mean, you don't have to do it if you don't want to, but if you don't mind, could you reach back and grab that Lombardi trophy?
He did it earlier. He showed it to the people on Twitch.
Well, yeah, when you said it, and I wasn't on Twitch at the time, but now I'm on there, so I guess he doesn't mind. Yeah, it's like, so that's your pops? Because every player gets a replica of it. Is that correct? How does that work?
Yeah, each player gets a replica. This is my pops. My pops actually has two of them, so I think between my sister and I, we both have one. But yeah, this is...
Wow.
I mean, it's heavy too, you guys. I can only imagine what the big one feels like, because this one is like, I mean, if someone came in this house and I hit them with this, it is over. I'm just telling you, it is over.
That would be the coolest murder weapon ever, though, dude.
Like self-defense.
Self-defense.
Not
like,
murder.
Jared?
Self-defense.
He killed a guy with a Lombardi trophy. How cool is that? I mean, that's badass.
JP, we love you, man. Thank you so much for jumping on and sharing with the people here on Twitch.
Hey, love you guys too, man. Have fun in Vegas. I'll be listening and I'll be watching.
Thank you. Thank you, Jared.
That's Jared Payton. Watch him on Channel 9. Does a great job over there. GN Sports is a fun show.
How about that if you're playing a game of Clue? You know? It's like, oh, he was killed by the running back in the study with a Lombardi trophy.
Here's the thing, though. Where someone posted in Twitch that it's the ultimate weapon. Like, the problem with the Lombardi trophy is fingerprints are prevalent.
Oh, I was wondering. I wanted to see.
They are prevalent.
You can always see. Like, he just grabbed it and put it down. He's got to go get the Windex with a stainless steel polish.
Yeah, I don't think it's Windex. Although Windex works for everything.
Everything.
But
everything.
Formula
409? What do you use on a Lombardi trophy? Ask
Tussin. You get some Tussin and you put it on the Lombardi trophy and then everything's going to be okay.
You put it in your drink as well.
Well, you can do that. And then that's a different type of murder weapon for sure. We need to take a break. Spiegs is hyped about the Bears.
Damn right.
And I apparently have to play the role of wet blanket.
Just a regulator.
Mount up next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Spiegel and Holmes.
So I've been waiting to say, and the stars are Spiegel and Holmes, Chicago.
Afternoons on The Score.
Regulators. You regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up.
Bear down, baby.
It's a Spiegel and Holmes show. We're in for Rahimi, Harris, and Grody because they're going to take care of the afternoon show today because we need to go out to Circa because we are doing Friday's show from Circa, a special Saturday show from Circa, and then Monday's show from Circa. We're going to be in Las Vegas for a very long time.
And a lot of Bears fans are. I was texting with two family members on my wife's side. Both going, like, independent of each other on, like, group boys trips to Vegas. They both might come by on Friday night when there's a Bears party at Stadium Swim after our show. That's tomorrow night. So a Bears-themed party. That sounds like a blast. Mm-hmm. It's going to be quite the thing. Lawrence, I feel like they're going to win this game and go 2-2. I got to get my pick in, and I'm feeling it.
I don't think that there's anything wrong with picking the Bears to win this game.
But I'm just trying to keep myself under control to an extent, because I told you on Monday that I wanted to pump the brakes. I didn't want to go crazy.
Well, people were telling you to pump the brakes, and I don't think you necessarily have to pump the brakes.
I actually, it's myself. This is the issue. This is
why you're self-regulating?
I'm trying to self-regulate.
Mount up.
I'm asking for your help as my partner, because I can get a little ahead of myself sometimes. I don't know if you know that about
me.
I can get a little excitable.
Hold on,
things are really,
breaking
really good.
News on the score is brought to you by Wildfire. Tanny, you've worked with Speegs longer than I have. Is this
really
true?
Really get excited.
This is really surprising to me. Mm. I've never seen him get ahead of himself
like
because
stuff.
Of the emotions
I
of things.
Like stuff.
I do
yeah.
like stuff.
You are the appreciator.
Thank you.
We've known that for many years.
I like things that are great, like Tony Bennett on his Tony Bennett show that Alec Baldwin used to do. I
having
like
a great,
things.
Great time.
I like things that are great. Great things are fantastic. They are. Great things are fantastic. So, I mean, but I don't want to be like, I think this is the beginning of Ben and Caleb, and now here we go already. So,
I'm having a great, great, great time.
But here's the thing. Before I go into regulator mode.
Yeah.
It's okay for you to hope that this is the beginning, and then retrospectively, down the road, we can go, hey, you remember that game? You remember that game against Eberflus in Dallas? That's
kind of
when it started to all come together. And it's possible.
It's possible.
It's possible that the success that happened in that game unlocked something for Caleb, for Rome, for Tyreek Stevenson. It's very possible. The problem is projecting it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But here I am. I got to make a pick. Some of us make picks
on
the website.
But you don't have to make the pick off of those vibes. You can make the pick looking at the Raiders
this
and being like, they're not very good.
This is where I don't know if you even know me.
Well, that's the thing. Like, Speegs was telling me earlier he's going to be watching the All-22 on the flight. So why don't you just wait till after you consume the All-22?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Wait, so Lawrence, am I hearing this correct that it's not okay to think that this is the start of something great?
No, it's totally okay to think that, but to then let it drive you and be like, oh, this is it. I
Fair
like
enough.
Great things. Great things are fantastic. And then say that's the reason that you're picking the bear. Retrospectively, you can look back at it and be like, man, I think that was the moment. Now, if you want to predict the moment.
Yeah.
That's where he gets in trouble.
Hello. It's true. But it's so what I'm trying to do is coast. I'm trying to not pump the brakes.
Kick, push.
I'm just trying to take...
cruise control.
Thank you. Lupe?
Yes, very good.
Thank you very much.
Chicago's very own.
Oh, absolutely. I'm trying to take my foot off the gas and simply coast into Vegas with a nice, steady, healthy level of optimism instead of being out over my skis drunk with pleasure and satisfaction.
And just so that people understand the metaphor,
yeah.
I think people often, whether it's real or metaphorically, will run to the brake instead of just letting off the gas.
Mm.
It's okay. You don't have to slam on the brakes. You don't have to tap the brakes. It's okay for you to walk away from Sunday's game feeling good
about
where things are and just go, okay, I'm gonna let up a little bit. Let's see what happens on Sunday. Because I want you to save your energy. Because if they do win on Sunday,
right,
we got 2 weeks.
Is there anything better, by the way, than when you're riding a bike, you're riding a bicycle, and you work for a while on the pedaling, you do that for a while, and then you can just coast. Then you can just stop the pedaling and then poof, you're just coasting and doing your thing, looking around. Anything better in our city than bicycling through it, just coasting?
You've done
not.
The lakefront path, right? On the bike with the king bleep
many times.
You know that hill on 47th Street?
Oh, I do.
Right?
Do.
And
yeah.
then
Wow, you guys give up your routes, unlike some people we have on the show.
Greg Council refusing to. No, I'm not telling you where I walk. I don't want people coming up on me.
I don't want people running up on Craig either.
Yeah.
But that 47th Street Hill, once you get down it, if you've put in the sufficient work, it'll take you to Promontory Point.
You just let it fly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you're
thing.
Right. It's a great thing to just be like, man, look at this.
I did the work. Now I deserve this coast.
And now you can kick, push, coast.
Speaking of King Bleep, which is the e-bikes, the Divvy e-bikes, I left here last night at 6 o'clock to go to Wrigley, to go to the game, and the cab could only get so far as traffic was bad, and I did what has become my favorite move, which is to get out of the cab. you know, a good 8-10 blocks away and say, that's good, that's enough. Then just grab a bike and you finish on the bike.
What kind of relay race nonsense is this?
It's my own version of the Ironman. It's the ballpark Ironman. And then I swam in the troughs. No, I don't know.
Swam in the river.
But seriously, that's the best way. Let the cab get you close, then you hop out and you grab the bike. I've done that for playoff games. I did it for a World Series game once. In 16, I remember taking the divvy bike to finish the job. It's just the best way. I'm just sharing that with everybody.
I want you to be optimistic because that's your default setting.
It really is.
So be that.
But I'm trying to level it off. That's why I'm asking you to be my regular.
Yeah, but
that's going to be my Warren G.
But I would say to you that if you just looked at the two teams on paper, it's not crazy to pick the Bears to win this game.
Yeah, I don't think that's the rig thing. I don't think the Raiders are very good.
Yeah.
They have a really troubled offensive line. For everybody who missed Turn the Page yesterday, they gave up 26 quarterback pressures in the Washington game. 26 of them. Geno Smith is aged. You might think of him
as still productive.
Yeah,
though.
Oh, yeah, he is, but he's 35. He needs a nice stable pocket, a nice comfortable relaxed pocket.
And a run game that works. And so far their run game with Ashton Jeanty hasn't worked. What scares me about projecting too much from last week to this week on the Bears is looking at the defense of the Raiders and one guy specifically in Max Crosby. There was no Max Crosby on the field. They traded their Max Crosby. He now plays in Green Bay.
Yeah.
And Micah Parsons. So that is something that has to be accounted for. The amount of time that Caleb is going to have, the run game for the Bears is still a work in progress. So their defense is better than what you saw from Dallas. That being said, the Bears and the Raiders are on equal footing, I think, as two teams. So you can get a little bit high on your own.
So?
Yeah, I think they're in a similar place. I think they've got a lot of things that both teams still have to figure out. And I say that to let you know that it's not wild to be like the Bears could be 2-2 at the end of this thing.
What did you think Darnell Wright's injury was on Sunday when he left that game and was being dealt with and then went back into the game? I thought it was a hand.
I thought it was a hand, too. That's what they had said on the broadcast.
Yesterday, he was among those who did not practice, and the injury was listed as elbow.
Oh, so like maybe they took an MRI, and then they thought it was one thing when they went and had the MRI.
This just in. Darnell Wright is not going to start game one of the playoffs.
And then they got the results of the MRI back, yeah. And then they were like, hey, you got something wrong. My arm!
I don't think we didn't reference it yesterday even, but that the fact that that's now listed as elbow and it's a full DNP yesterday makes me very interested in what happens with today's practice and today's injury report.
Well, maybe it's Ozzie Trapillo time.
Dude, that's why I'm bringing it up. Who's your starting right tackle? It's got to be Theo Benedet, right? He was your swing and he came in for Darnell Wright for those plays that he missed on Sunday against Dallas. You don't just elevate Trapillo and play him, do you?
Maybe you do because you want Benedet to be there in case something doesn't go right with Braxton Jones.
So he's got to be your left. Oh, I see.
Which happens on the road quite a bit.
And he's got to be your swing. You
hence
can't
my
trust
issue it. With Max Crosby being a Raider.
I would bet that Benedet is your right. If Darnell can't go for some reason, Benedet is your right. And he moves to left if something happens with Braxton and Ozzie comes in and plays right. That would be my bet, but I suppose it's possible. These are
going
things
great, Max. Thanks for having me.
How much fun is Tom Hamilton having right now, by the way?
Chaos week.
Dude, Cleveland, they've won 17 out of 19. I saw this stat for the Guardians, by the way. They haven't had a starting pitcher give up more than 2 runs in 20 games. 20 games! Their starters just go out there and shut down the opposition. That'll work.
I've been in full uni since 9:45.
Got to do it a little earlier, Terry.
Well, maybe he
didn't
should
work yesterday.
Yeah, maybe he should wait to get into uniform because there seems to be a real opportunity for the Cincinnati Reds, and they have not captured it.
Yeah, no, it's a big-time opportunity. Big time.
All three teams lost last night, right? Like Diamondbacks and Padres, and we're all four. Diamondbacks, Padres, Mets, and Reds all lost last night.
I know that right now.
And they're in Pittsburgh, or they're dealing with playing Pittsburgh.
Yeah, no, they're playing Pittsburgh. It was Skeens and Hunter Green, which is a lovely color.
Did Skeens lock up sub-2 ERA last night?
I think he might have. Ryan Porth told me that in the 10th inning during the course of the year, the Reds are 3-39 during the course of the year in the 10th inning. That's not good. Yeah.
He sure did. He's going to finish the season with a 1.97 ERA.
That'll
work. And a 0.95 whip.
And a Cy Young Award.
Good Lord.
So the Mets are a game up on Arizona and Cincinnati.
But I believe Arizona has the tiebreaker over both of them.
That's crazy, man. If you're the Reds, God, this thing has just been sitting there for you.
The Cubs gave it to you last weekend.
Yeah, it did.
The Cubs were like, hey, would you like to be in the playoffs? And for the weekend, the Reds were like, yeah.
Well, yes, we would.
We totally like to be in the playoffs. And then Monday came, and they were like, we're kind of lukewarm.
The Tigers are one game up on the Astros for the last wild card spot. I think they had been in first place for, 175 days, something like that?
Yep.
And now they are not.
The collapse that's happening to the Tigers is epic. And the run that Cleveland is on is amazing.
You know who's off the hook for having blown the biggest division lead in baseball history? If Cleveland holds on and wins this division,
White Sox.
No.
Oh.
Be the 1978 Red Sox, who blew a 14-game lead to the Yankees with the Boston Massacre in August being part of it.
What about the 69 Cubs?
They not as big a lead, apparently.
Right.
So, yeah, no, the Red Sox in 78 will be off the hook for the Detroit Tigers in 2025. Wow.
We're going to take a break. By the way, Dave Wonstead is going to join us at noon, and we want you to get to Twitch. You can listen in your car and at your desk, and I get it. You don't want to have the browser open, then that's fine. It's going to be an audio and visual segment. So, Twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. We got a dry erase board. Coach is going to draw some stuff up for us. And you're going to learn some more ball. So get to Twitch. Twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. You can watch the show if you want. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk about this trip. And Bears fans may be taking it with us next on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Derek Stevens, who runs this place, who owns this place.
Guys, I'll tell you what, I love being here, and I love people walking up to me in the casino floor and saying, hey, I heard you got 670 Score, man. I'm buying anybody that says that. I buy them a drink whenever I see them. You know, I appreciate what you guys have done with Circa Las Vegas and with Circa Sports in Illinois, so I appreciate that.
We are going to be broadcasting live from Circa Sports and Stadium Swim. It's going to be great. We are very much looking forward to our trip, which will start this afternoon. We're going to be there doing a show tomorrow. I had some friends like, hey, are you guys going to be? I had one friend text me, Speaks, and say, you guys are going to Vegas, are you? Ha, ha, ha. I was like, yeah, we are. He's like, oh, I might have to come through. We're going to be at Stadium Swim doing the show. If you're in Las Vegas, you should come by Circa anyway, because we're there, but because Stadium Swim is awesome. That's the Chicago headquarters. for this game.
Yeah, man. And it's I just got a third friend that texted during the break and said, wait, I'm going to be there. So, yeah, it is all happening. Friday night, as I said, there's a Bears-themed party. Saturday, the sports book, I'm sure, is going to be popping with a great college football slate.
Yeah, there's a big game.
Alabama at Georgia on Saturday night.
High time!
4:30 Vegas time. How about Oregon and Penn State at the same time?
Don't care.
Oh, man,
First game I cared about.
Yeah, I figure. How about LSU and Ole Miss a little bit earlier in the day?
It's a good game.
Can we talk about the quarterback's name for Ole Miss?
Sure.
Trinidad Chambliss?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That is badass. I hope he's good. I know he's making his third straight start for Ole Miss. That's an all-name team. Right there for me. USC at Illinois. That's 9 a.m. Vegas time.
That is now a very important game for Illinois after what happened against Indiana this past weekend.
The pantsing.
I was shocked by that.
You are a top 10 team losing by 50.
Yeah, that was.
I mean, can they ever smell the top 10 again after losing by 50?
Bounce back and beat a pretty good USC team, and you put yourself on the road to it. They still have Ohio State on the schedule, too.
Yeah, you beat Ohio State and get back up there.
But you know, if you want to be in the conversation, you have to win this game against USC if you're Illinois.
Yeah.
It gives you an opportunity to get yourself back into at least the college football playoff conversation.
Mm-hmm. Plus, we've got a meaningful baseball all weekend long over there at the sports book, which will be on. And then, of course, the Sunday football slate.
Did you say Alabama plays Georgia this weekend?
Alabama plays Georgia this weekend. Saturday.
You know who went to Alabama?
Sean Alexander.
He did.
Yeah.
And
what else?
Saw this today from Kay Adams.
Uh-huh.
Seahawks running back legend Sean Alexander just broke the news that he and his wife Valerie are welcoming their 14th child.
What?
14. 14.
Uno, dos, tres. 14.
14 kids.
That's too many children.
That seems like a lot of kids.
By about 10. Now, I say this as the youngest of five. I'm glad my parents didn't stop at 4. But I think anything beyond 5, I mean, all right, anything beyond 9. How about ladies out there, moms out there, how do you feel about 14?
Leave her alone.
Well, if you're child number 13, how do you feel? Like, what? Yeah. Come on, what have I done here?
Come on. Aren't I the baby?
I'm happy he's in love.
Are they all biological?
I think so. Good for him.
I mean, if they're expecting 14th, I didn't know it was possible. I'm going to say, like, that is a lot of work physically.
How the hell? But like, that's a lot of mouths to feed. Is this Madden cover jinx still?
He's still paying for the sins of the Madden.
Is it wrong for me to ask how many of those are Antonio Cromartie's kids? Yeah, I think that's wrong.
No, these are all,
all Sean.
I am using Wikipedia, but
okay. Ooh, somebody's
reading Wikipedia.
Alexander married Valerie in 2002.
Whoa.
After a 2-year courtship, together they have 12 children.
According to Wikipedia, somebody needs to update that.
Oh, there's sad stuff. We can't joke about this anymore.
Oh, that's too bad.
Because the sentence is they have 12 living children.
Oh, man.
The couple had another child who died unexpectedly at 2 months of age. So now this will be their 14th child together and 13th child. So maybe the, you have that tragedy and you go
back.
Let's keep building our family.
Well, I mean, look.
That's a crowd pleaser.
Sorry. Just wanted to be accurate. Roll Tide. High Tide.
I mean,
Mazel Tov.
Congrats.
Well, we finally got there, Speaks. Lawrence's journalistic integrity has finally
taken the show down.
Yeah. It took a year, yeah. So props to him.
I got to say, this is when the Lissagor gets in trouble. You know what I mean? He's leading with that. Sean Alexander, by the way, I will forever think of, when I think of Sean Alexander, the football player, and what a wonderful running back he was, I don't think of any Seahawks games or later career. Where'd he go? He went somewhere else. Was it Baltimore? He went? I want to say it was a Raven for
Washington.
A little while. It was Washington. Okay. I think of the Orange Bowl in the year 2000. Sean Alexander and Alabama against Tom Brady and Michigan. I was working for the Score at 4949 West Belmont, waiting to go on the air, watching that Orange Bowl, and it is one of the greatest college football games I've ever seen.
I've This was right as I was started covering the team, so I thought I'd remember this. He put on a show against the Bears.
Alexander did?
Yeah, back in October of 03. I think this is literally the first game I covered as Bears reporter. And he scored the game winner in a 31-28 game against the Bears.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome.
That just came flooding back to me. That's crazy.
Michigan and Bama in 2000 went to overtime. Anthony Thomas was the running back for Michigan. David Terrell was the wide receiver who caught three touchdowns from Tom Brady. Sean Alexander, props and respect for your career and your fatherhood career as well.
And then because now all of it's starting to come back. Wasn't they beat Seattle? That's the Rashid Davis catch in that game. I think Alexander had scored a touchdown to put them up, and then the Bears came back and Rashid Davis made a crazy catch, and then Robbie Gould kicked the field goal and they won. That is the end of my Sean Alexander knowledge, other than him being on the cover of Madden and him now having 14 kids.
Props on the 14.
Yeah. Dave Wonsted is here.
How many kids does he have?
We can talk to us about it, but he's going to draw some. Is he drawing stuff up right now, Alex? Has he got the board?
He's back there drawing?
All right. Coach has got the dry erase board. Get yourself to Twitch. Twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Coach is going to join us. We're going to talk Bears with him, and you're going to learn football next on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.